Now, after lunch today, the Taoiseach talked about it not being your shame, but our shame when he gave his apology to mother and baby home survivors. Well, Henry McKean has been speaking today. He's listened to the Taoiseach's apology, speaking to people who listened to it, who grew up near the biggest mother and baby home in the state and spoke to their neighbours. Henry, what is the feeling like there on the Navan Road?
Yes, people here on the Navan Road, they're shocked, they're bewildered, but others aren't surprised. St. Patrick's mother and baby home was the biggest in the country, obviously serving Dublin. 9,000 to 12,000 girls and young women went through their doors, run by the Daughters of Charity. Many people were angry and they didn't know what was going on behind the walls. And this is now a housing estate. I met some of the neighbours. Let's hear them.
You won't like what I'm going to say. All those nuns, the religious crowd, get them to compensate all those people. Take all the money that went from Ireland to Rome and get that money from that crowd and then abolish them forever.
It's welcome, whether it's appropriate at the moment, because they seem to be spreading the blame through society as opposed to specific people. Any apology is better than no apology.
No, I think it's an absolute disgrace. It's a disgrace on our country. It's a disgrace using religion as a weapon like that. The way people were put through that years ago, it's an absolute travesty, honest to God, and something should be really done about it, more than apologies.
And even the hurt that the people are going through, it's horrendous. And I don't even know how they get from day to day with what's happened to them.
There's been a lot and over the years, and it was always pushed under the rug, and it just something needs to be done about it. You know what I mean? Those people need to be given a lot more than just an apology, I feel.
They put the girls up there, you know, and were for whatever reason, whether it was...
They allowed it.
Because a neighbour seeing them pregnant or whatever.
Stigma.
Yeah.
Neighbour seeing them.
It's not really.
And how do you feel about 9,000 children being buried, dying? 15% of these homes died.
And it breaks my heart.
Double the national average.
I could cry. Honestly, that breaks my heart. It's a disgrace on our country. It's a disgrace on this thing we call a Catholic religion. I don't know how people can call themselves religious and then behave in that sort of way. These were human babies.
God, you can really get the sense of anger there from men and women of all ages, Henry, along the Navan Road. Like, what are people's memories there, their concrete memories of the mother and baby home?
Well, this is it. So many people have forgotten. I was speaking to Paul Redmond, chairman of the Coalition of Mother and Baby Home Survivors, earlier, and obviously he can remember, but some of the figures, four toilets back in 1950, so really quite difficult. 18,829 children were admitted between 1920 and 1998, and something like 3,615 deaths amongst infants and children were in this particular home. So people's memories aren't that clear. I met these people who look back and remember.
Well, I think it's about time it came about, and I'm sure, you know, for the people that's involved, that they welcome it. I just knew one lady that went into one, and when she went, she got married then, and then when she went to collect her baby was dead. That's all they told her. They got married and they went back then, and they were just told that the baby had died. She was only about 17 and 18 years of age, and I know she got married and went on to have more children, but like she just never, and she, there was no explanation, no nothing. They couldn't.
So the nuns didn't explain?
No.
And some religious orders this afternoon are beginning to apologise. Do you think all of them should?
Yeah, every one of them. Every one of them that had anything whatsoever to do with it, they should.
A lot of our generation and older, we knew what was going on behind those walls and we said nothing. Is it our shame? Should we all take some responsibility? I mean, can we blame the foundation of the state? Can we blame the fact that when this country became independent, we gave half the power to the church?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody that had anything to do with it should take responsibility for it. You know, because at the end of the day, it's their shame.
It's our shame.
It's our shame. It's everybody's that, you know, that knew anything that was going on and didn't just swept under the carpet like they always do.
And why did we sweep it under the carpet? Why was there such a stigma?
It was just the way it was, you know, just, you know what I mean? You didn't go up against the church. You didn't say anything against them. That's the way you were brought up. You were brought up to respect them, and if you saw a priest, you were told to practically, you know, go out of your way to.
And dads of these teenage girls who became pregnant, according to the Taoiseach, nobody would want you now. Get her put away.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know yourself, and that's the way it was. It was so horrific, absolutely horrific things. And I'm sure a lot of it won't come, still won't come out.
Yeah, she's absolutely right when she uses the word horrific. The people you spoke to, Henry, do they welcome the Taoiseach's apology today?
Most do. Most welcome it. A lot of them saying it's too little, too late. And that word, horrific, I heard it a lot this afternoon.
I remember it growing up as a child, and it was absolutely horrific what was going on. But we couldn't do anything about it at the time. I knew people that were in it. Person, I won't say any names, that she was left on the doorstep. And she ended up walking in there and treated like dirt.
So she was treated like dirt?
Yeah, absolutely. Treated like an animal.
She was the baby?
Yeah, she was abandoned. But I've heard of other people that walked in it, and it was atrocious what went down. Atrocious. Shocking.
And you welcome the Taoiseach's apology. Some of the points the Taoiseach said, he said the priest, the doctor and the nun loom large in this report. The mothers, they entered because they wanted to keep their secrets. They were terrified and they wanted to protect their secrets, and they lived in appalling conditions. Mm. 9,000 kids died. That's 15% of all kids that went through these institutions, and the burial locations in many still remain unknown. You're saying the apology perhaps is very, very late?
Well, absolutely, because how many years was it going on for? Since the foundation of the state, so you're talking in the 20s. Absolutely appalling. But what I will say, I was taught by nuns, and a lot of the nuns and the priests were made go into the orders. They didn't have any choice either. They had no cop on either. They were forced into these institutions too.
And the Taoiseach has said the shame wasn't theirs, it was our shame. Should we all feel that shame today? Because
I suppose so, because we couldn't stand up for them. We couldn't stand up for them. We're afraid of the clergy. But my grandfather years ago used to say, it's not the government that is leading this country, it's the church. I blame the church 100% because we were terrified of them. Terrified of priests and nuns, terrified.
You mentioned speaking to that lady, Henry, the mortality rate of 15%. I think it was it close to 70% during one period in 1 year in Bessborough. I know in Thomastown and the county home in a period in the early 20s, it was well above 50% as well. Remarkable. Like Brian in Dublin has texted in, surely with those rates of mortality, there has to be a criminal investigation and prosecution. I haven't heard one mention of accountability. How is that possible? The people you were speaking to, including that woman, Henry, like, did they say at the time they knew what was going on behind the walls of these homes?
Yeah, and those statistics that you read out there, St. Patrick's Mother and Baby Home, they had the highest mortality rate was recorded in 1920 at 50%. So very, very high. But yeah, I heard that a lot today. We didn't know what was going on. We had no idea what was going on behind those walls. But did they? Because remember, behind all these stories, there was a grandfather, there was a father, there was a brother that was trying to hide the stigma, hide the shame, sending the teenage daughter away. And perhaps they did know. I met these people who said they didn't know.
Well, we used to see the nuns and that, but we used to go in and get a cup of tea off them, meet them from school and things like that. But Jesus Christ. Kept from us, from my mother and father.
It was kept from you, and a lot of them had high walls around them. Do you welcome the Taoiseach's apology today?
Well, I absolutely do welcome it, and I'm glad that it's happening. As I say, better late than never. And now it's not a hell of a lot now to be, but at least it's been said in this day and age. And the last baby and thing only shut down in the 90s, and thank God they're gone forever and ever, we hope.
People didn't know until after what was happening in
but
these
someone
places.
Must have known. Surely families knew because their daughters
their
were sent
families.
There.
Maybe so. But I think it was when it was all over, this is when people...
They realised the sheer size.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank God that things changed.
Three girls just walked past, all around 18, with young children. Back then, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they'd be put in a home.
That's right. And it's not that far back that these things were happening.
The Taoiseach says in his apology, the priest, the doctor and the nun loom large in this report, and he apologises on behalf of all of us. What are your memories of the mother and baby home close to us?
I'm 62 and Luckily enough, I was born to a decent family, and I don't mean that in any bad way. The government were actually run by the church.
So but the church took over,
being the Catholic state that we were. Nothing happened for the poor people back in the day. It was all about the Catholic Church.
Do you remember the mother and baby home? Did you know that there was so much suffering going on behind those walls?
That's the way they done things. They hid everything.
Like a jail?
It was like a jail. They hid everything from
all. You don't know what's going on behind the walls?
Not at all, no. And there were so many of them all over the country. It was just Catholic Ireland when they forgot to be Christian.
Yeah, Henry McKean there speaking to people in the Navan Road area of Dublin, a site of the biggest mother and baby home, St. Patrick's,